I think it's very serious. As you've seen, several states pass new voting laws that will make it difficult, more difficult for voters to cast a ballot in whether it's a congressional or a presidential election. They've also made it much more difficult for those hundreds or thousands of election administrators across the United States to actually administer an election without facing repercussions. And we see a number of these bills in the state legislatures are seeking to make their job more difficult. And if that happens, then what I and I think my colleagues are fearful of is come 2022 in the midterm elections or in 2024, the next presidential election, is that this will make it much easier for some states to quite literally not recognize or overturn their own election results in whether it's in particular races or even across the board. And that's for obvious reasons, I think, very problematic. And the threat is very much real. This is not merely an academic exercise. Mm-hmm. And which is why I think my colleagues and I took frankly a fairly rare step in being very publicly vocal and endorsing legislation that I admit is partisan, written by the Democrats. I am not a partisan in any way, but I think what from our perspective, from a very nonpartisan expertise, simply shows that this legislation to make voting more difficult will in fact have negative repercussions and could turn into what we call an American political system into what we call competitive authoritarianism, which is elections still take place, but if the elections are not binding and the parties that lose an election take power and then use that power to hold on to their power even further through non-democratic means, is a very real threat.
What kind of response do you expect or hope for from this statement? Are you getting any feedback?
As I understand it, I haven't personally gotten any feedback, but I think the supporters of the legislation in Congress, including the quite literally the authors of the legislation and party leaders, very much welcome the statement. And it was very carefully drafted to frame our support for the legislation in nonpartisan ways and to point to actual evidence of democratic backsliding and the fear of falling back into a competitive authoritarian state. And the We the People Act is overwhelmingly popular among voters. And what is also very interesting to note about this Senate procedure, the filibuster, is that there's something like 40-some national legislatures around the world that have some kind of supermajority rules in order to pass certain legislation. Only the United States Senate has a supermajority rule for routine legislation.
Well, you mentioned the popularity, at least according to some polls, of H.R. 1. So what can the average citizen, the average American voter do about this threat as you pose it? What do you want people to take away from this warning?
Well, I think first and foremost, call, write, email your elected representatives and let them know how you feel. Secondly, I would urge folks to be really attentive to the rules that govern the elections in which you participate. I would remain vigilant, at least knowing about how to go about casting your ballot, as well as informed as you possibly can about the candidates and the parties standing for election.
What would you say to maybe a Republican or a conservative voter who might argue, well, wait a minute, there were a lot of changes to voting due to the pandemic last year. There was more absentee voting, mail-in ballots, and we need to get a handle on that and make sure that it's secure in the future. How would you answer that?
Yeah, I too believe elections ought to be absolutely secure. And I also think the evidence shows that even with those changes that were designed, of course, to address the unprecedented lockdown because of the pandemic, is that Very little to no fraud still occurs. The election administrators across the country, Republicans and Democrats, do a phenomenal job at maintaining the integrity of their electoral systems. There's always going to be people who are going to try to cheat. I don't care if it's in an election or a baseball game. That's going to happen, and we ought to remain vigilant and try to prevent that from happening and punish those who are guilty of violating those rules that we all agree on. Secondly, I think what Republican voters and frankly Republican activists and party leaders themselves, they ought to want to expand their voter base, right? And you do one way you do that is by making it easier for your voters to vote, right? So I think the adoption of these rules, allowing for no excuse mail-in balloting, ballots, and procedures like that, they apply equally to Republicans and Democrats.
Dr. Tim LaPira is a professor of political science at James Madison University. Dr. LaPira, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for having me.